Welcome to Free Range Flock. We were once the latchkey kids who came home to an empty house after school. We were feral, resilient, cynical, and innovative. Older than Google. Our teenage faces were never posted on social media. The internet was just an idea in our youth. Now we are older, wiser, and thriving. Our independent ways will continue to serve us. We plan to keep defying the odds, and we will carve our own path with grace, with humor, with joy, our way. We've been through some stuff. We will continue to keep pushing, and we are not going anywhere. The former latchkey kids are now the free range flock. If you look at what you have in your life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. Oprah Winfrey.
I like that quote. I like that quote a lot. Sasa, you and I have always been believers that the whole concept of thought, word, and action, those were the steps to creation. So we talked about that a lot. Thinking it, saying it, doing it is what kind of brings it to be. I'm thinking and saying out loud that we're going to have a fantastic episode today.
Oh, I think you are completely right.
So, Sasa, have you ever found yourself stuck in that little scarcity mindset, that whole mindset that you don't have enough or you're lacking all these things and thinking about all those things that you don't have? You ever been stuck in that mindset?
The first thing that came to mind when I was looking through the notes was when I was a kid. So I grew up in a household with five kids and two adults and one income. Mm-hmm. And my dad was a pastor. And so we didn't have a lot coming in. I mean, we weren't destitute. We had food on the table. We had clothes on our backs. We had toys. But there was always the sense that we could never get all the things that we wanted. Mm-hmm. Quite often we wore hand-me-down clothes. We had hand-me-down toys. We didn't get to take extravagant vacations most of the time. It was very much, I'd look around me at my friends and I realized we weren't at that same level.
Right.
And it really bothered me when I was a kid. But I really got past that because now it's kind of I'm constantly shoving stuff out the door. I have too many things.
Right.
It's like when you're a kid and you're comparing yourself to your peers, it's so impactful, I think. And so that's what stood out in my mind when I saw the question.
Definitely. So recently I've found that I have been slipping into that whole scarcity mindset when I'm on social media. Because I'll see this person just boarded a plane and went to this European destination, and this person went here and this and there, and I'm like, and then I look at my budget, I'm like, I want to go somewhere, and I'm like, okay, maybe not, because travel's so expensive, and I see them traveling, and I'm like, when's the last time I traveled somewhere? I find myself kind of spiraling of, I don't have the money to do that. And we're just kind of but we're not destitute. We live in a nice house. I mean, it's not a big house, but it's a nice house and it's a safe house. But yeah, I found myself just and this person always looks so put together. I look like a little ragamuffin. I'm like, what? I mean, I'm going to consignment to, buy my clothes. And I'm like, I call it a pity party. I'm throwing myself a little pity party. Why can't I do all these things? But then, and I think all of us go through this at one time or another.
Definitely.
We just go down that road too far. But then I came back and I realized I may not be able to just jump on a plane and go to Europe right now. But you know what? I'm in a healthy body. I can take a kicking. I can walk the dog a couple of times and, do all the chores and be fine. We have a safe place to live. We have so many groceries right now. We have clean clothes on our back. And my son is healthy and happy and doing well in school. And I'm like, I'm doing great. I am doing great. And I have a lot of people who love me and look out for me. And so in so many ways, I'm rich. So I kind of have to remind myself, I got to flip that mindset, and that I have an abundant life. I have, and focus on that, and that gratitude. It's just so, so important. Mm-hmm. So today we want to talk about the importance of the abundance mindset, focusing on gratitude and not what we don't have. So we're talking today about abundance, about that mindset of gratitude and realizing what you have and not focusing on what you don't have. Mm-hmm. So does a certain story come to mind for you, Sass, when it comes to that mindset, helping you maintain that mindset?
I think it's hard because one example is, like, I can't, like, hone in on just one tiny example. Mm-hmm. I think it's almost like I'm bouncing off of what I was saying earlier, which mm-hmm. is, you know, when I was young, things were so important to me. And because I didn't have those things, they became important. And as I've gotten older, I think that I've realized that things are not the important part. Mm-hmm. Although I still sometimes want all of the Apple toys and the new, you know.
The Apple store, you're like, oh!
I want those things. But it's just... I realize my abundance in my life is my friends and the relationships that I have. Those are so much more important than all of the stuff and the crap that you collect in your closet.
Right.
And one of the things I think that really showed that to me as far as the stuff in your closet is when I was going through a divorce, I moved 5 times in 5 years and I had so much stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like it made me realize how unimportant, you know, things that you literally have boxed up 5 times that you realize I don't need that many mugs for my kitchen or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it made me realize that the people around me who are helping me make those moves were what was important and not the stuff that I was moving.
Right. That makes sense. I shared this video. So when I was thinking about abundance, this story immediately came to my mind. Mm-hmm. And it was a gentleman who was sitting in his car. And apparently, this is his thing. He gets in his car and shares stories, which is great. And I'm blanking out on his name, so I do apologize. He's drinking a cup of coffee, and he's telling a story about putting his daughter to bed. Have I told you this before?
Mm-hmm.
So they always have like little chats when he puts her to bed. And she was talking about how she was young, like elementary school age, and she was talking about how a new friend has joined their group of friends. And she kept, you know, in her way, like, I'm not jealous, but I'm just, you know, and I really like this person, but I'm not jealous. And this person was, this little kid was worried about her friends liking this person more and not liking her as much and, mm-hmm. you know, not wanting to keep her in the circle. And the dad was trying to help her understand that it's actually okay. I mean, don't worry about this. And so he asked, when we brought your baby brother came to join the family, did you ever worry about us loving you less? And she goes, no. I mean, you had enough love. And he's like, that's what love is. Mm-hmm. Love is not a finite thing. It actually increases and grows. And of course, little kid's like, what does that mean? So he's like, think about pizza. Like, you get a box of pizza and it has 8 slices. And when the 8 slices are gone, they're gone. Love is not pizza.
Exactly.
Although I do love pizza. love is different in that there's always slices to give out. There's never a finite a point of love. There's of pizza, yes, but not of love. And I thought that was such an incredible moment of teaching her about abundance and about there's just going to be more out there and just focusing on that and not getting so lost on worried about they're going to run out of love for her.
Exactly. And that is such a really strong example to me because you see that not just with friendships and with, you know, love, but it's any kind of people resource or, you know, it's kind of, it's like energy of people are not a thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't be afraid that you're not going to get loved or you're not going to get attention.
Right.
I mean, it can happen, I suppose, but it's like you can love more than one person.
Right, exactly.
I mean, and people get so scared mm-hmm. when new people enter a situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really powerful to me.
Yeah. I try very hard to surround myself with people who have that abundance mindset, like who think of it in those terms. I know we've all met people who have that scarcity of that they just focus on, and I don't tend to gravitate towards those people. Mm-hmm. I try to gravitate towards people who, like, I have so much, and definitely that includes you, Sass, because you're always like, you know, so grateful, and I want that kindness and stuff to rub off on me, that, you know. But yeah, just that it helps to find that and keep them around you to remind you of things to be grateful for. Because there's been some moments, Sass, where I've called you and I'm like, it's raw, because the boy and I are just like, you know, when he was little, I remember several times when he was little, when he was three, it was like, guess what your godson did today? And she's like, oh gosh, let me sit down. What did he do? And you're like, and you said, throw it back. Like, it's okay. You know, strong-willed kids make strong-willed adults. I'm like, okay, I got it. You know, pass me back and I can play. But having that reminder of that abundance is also helpful, I find.
Oh, I think so too. And I think when you're in the middle of it, it's hard. And that's where we're having, you know, using the kid example, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes when you're in the middle of that chaos, it's really hard to be objective, and having someone who can step back and go, this is just a moment. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're right. It takes surrounding yourself with people who have a like mindset, because otherwise you sometimes feel like you're beating your head up against the wall.
Yeah.
And the abundance mindset, I think sometimes people think it's woo-woo.
Yeah, you know, I was gonna say woo-woo.
I was trying to think of a word, and that's what jumped into my head for some strange reason. But it's like, it really isn't. It's not like you're like trying to manifest $1 million or something. Right. But what you are trying to do is set intentions for yourself. And you can't really be successful with mm-hmm. anything unless you're setting yourself goals and intentions. That's right. Really all you're doing. And there's been lots of studies that show, you know, with goal setting, just by changing the word a little bit, you know, those are the things that help you be successful in your work and help you be successful financially. It's like, it's you're setting yourself goals.
Right.
All we're talking about is setting yourself intentions.
Right.
You know, and that can be things like gratitude and, you know, being kind and mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or whatever. This podcast, we've got the intention that we're going to do this podcast, and here we are. Mm-hmm. So it's just goal setting.
So what do you do, Sass? I'm curious about what you do when you find that you are kind of in that scarcity mindset. How do you kind of get yourself out of it?
Oh, it's hard sometimes, because especially using your internet example, when you see your friends doing things mm-hmm. that you really want to do or had planned on doing, and then you couldn't for whatever reason, it hurts. It's hurtful. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's kind of like, okay, this was for a reason. So I'm thinking of an example. Last year I wanted to travel, and there was a trip that was planned that I couldn't go on, and it ended up being a good thing, both because of work, because if I had been gone, it was during a terrible time at work for me to have been gone, so that was good. But it was also, I was able to stay home and take care of our dogs and be able to keep our life moving forward while my housemates were gone. So it originally was going to be a group trip, but ended up not being. And so sometimes it's just that little bit of stepping back mm-hmm. and going, okay, there was a reason for me not to be able to do this thing, and it all worked out.
Right.
So it's a kind of a mindfulness thing mm-hmm. of saying, sometimes things don't happen the way you plan them, and realizing that scarcity isn't permanent, and that it's sometimes happening for a reason.
Right. When I find myself getting so landlocked into like what I don't have, and again, we all have those moments. There's them sometimes. I'm like there all day sometimes. It means I have to force myself to step back. Whether it's calling someone who I know is going to like, hey, snap out of it. You got a great life. Da da da. Or taking a walk. Sometimes, like if I'm at work and I'm working on something, and I'm just like so focused on, you know, what I don't have or my abilities, what I don't have, I'm like, I need to take a walk mm-hmm. and like just think this through and just be okay. And sometimes the best thing to do for me is to sleep. Because sometimes at the end of the day, I'm just like, I don't weigh what I want to weigh, and I'm not this, and I'm not that, and I wish I had this. And sometimes just going to bed and getting 8 hours of sleep will remind you of what you have.
I think it's a reset button.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, because when you're rested, I think you have a different outlook when you're rested. When you're tired, I think that's when you're most vulnerable.
Right.
And that's when your brain can sometimes spiral pretty easily. So I think that when I've seen some I'm going to say memes, but they're not really memes. They're just like little infographics sometimes that you see on the internet. And it's like, when you're feeling depressed or when you're feeling overwhelmed, have you eaten? Have you had a drink of water? Have you slept? Have you taken a shower? You know, those are all things that can cause you to feel bad about yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like that. You really need to step back and examine, why are you having this emotional reaction?
Right. And I think that what might be helpful now is that we start maybe sharing some strategies that we could, that we do, that have been helpful for us. So that if you are out there and you're like, all I can think about is what I don't have, let's offer some suggestions of what you should be doing, some small things that you could be doing to help you with that. So for me, I've shared sleep. Like, If I at this end of the day and I am just so focused on what I don't have, 8 hours of sleep can just turn me around.
Definitely. I think sleep's a big one for me too. I think a lot for me is walking, is like stepping away from the situation. If I'm at work, I go walk around the building. If I'm at home, I take the dogs for a short walk. Or even just go out in the backyard and do laps around the backyard. It's sometimes just a matter of stepping away from whatever it is that's causing me frustration. And, you know, kind of a reset by doing some sort of physical activity.
Right. One of the things I like to do is put on music. Like I'm in this very negative mindset, I'll go to my online streaming service, which I'm not going to mention because I don't want to poke anybody because no one's giving me money. So, hey. But like I'll say, I want something peppy or want something, you know, something that's completely out of my mindset. Just kind of focus on it and dance around if I got to and just, you know, get that out, that physicality of it out. So, that helps me as well.
I definitely do the music thing. And when I'm angry, I put on Nine Inch Nails.
Oh.
So like, I love Nine Inch Nails.
I put on Rage Against the Machine. That's what I put on.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, see, I would never have put you in that category.
I love them. Yeah.
It's great for when you need that physicality of music, right? Mm-hmm. That's not my normal listening thing, although I love it. But it's just like, that's when I need to burn up some energy. I put that stuff on. I think another thing is my animals. So I have two dogs. And when I'm feeling like sorry for myself, going and hugging my dogs because they love me no matter what. It doesn't matter what I look like or what kind of clothes I'm wearing or what my job is or whatever. Mm-hmm. They love you and they want your attention. And when you give them that, your full energy, you get that right back.
Right.
And it makes you feel better.
Yes. Sometimes if I'm missing somebody, like sometimes I've been getting down because like, I wish my grandma was here to see this or... there's moments where something big will happen with my son, and I'm like, God, I wish my dad was. He would have loved to have seen this because he wanted to see all this. I'll just get out like a photo album and just or pull up some pictures. Photo albums are those things where we used to store pictures in. I just realized that if someone's listening and it's not my age, photo albums are these giant books that we would like put like print pictures in, and then you could flip through them. Now we just kind of like look through our phone, you know, our images on our phone. But before we actually had these physical giant things that would hold pictures.
Which is so funny.
Yeah, but like, just sometimes just kind of like going back and reliving and looking at that picture. Just, you know, that does help.
And I think another one is helping somebody else. Mm-hmm. So whether that's volunteering, whether that's going over to your neighbor and saying, hey, is there anything I can help you with? Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't seen you for a while. Are you doing okay?
Right.
You know, putting yourself second can quite often put your struggles into perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, that, you know, you got it pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I'm not living on the street.
Yeah, exactly. I call a close friend, like, poor Sasa.
Oh, please, poor Sasa.
There's times it's like, Sasa, I just need to say this out loud to you for like 5 minutes. Can I have 5 minutes to say it out loud? She's like, yes.
Of course.
Can I just talk to your voicemail for
a second? I don't say it like that.
I know, you know. I know, but like sometimes I just feel like if I just say it out loud as ass, it's going to be okay.
Well, I think it's just you need to have those people in your life. Mm-hmm. And I know you've got me, but you've also got Jen and you've got mm-hmm. HP and Laura. And, you know, you've got lots of friends in your life who you are your kind of go-to people. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes you probably pick and choose as to whatever the issue is. It's like, this person, I know they're going to understand.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you about it.
So, yeah, I think that's huge.
Yes, but yes, and definitely, and if those things, those small things can't help you and you're still finding yourself in that mindset of all the things you lack, it may be time to find a skilled professional to sit down and talk to you. So definitely. A counselor, a therapist, what have you. All of us have needed that at one time or another. And I love that our society has been removing that stigma. So it's definitely not something that you have to be ashamed. It is becoming more affordable, not less affordable, but more affordable. And like my last counselor was telehealth. So I actually did it over the phone. So I didn't have to worry about like, how am I going to get there? And how am I going to make this? So he literally met with me during my lunch hours mm-hmm. and like he talked to me. So there's a will, there's a way. But if you're finding that you can't get out of that scarcity mindset, there is another way. And that is talking to a professional.
And I think there's... just going down that road a little bit too, is there's some great apps out there too mm-hmm. now. So I'm not so much thinking about abundance per se, but sometimes those spiraling of thoughts that mm-hmm. we all have. There's some great apps, that meditative apps like Breathe and Calm. There's also some great therapy apps out there where they can connect you to a I say virtual. It is virtual, but it's an actual person that you're talking
to. There.
But it's through an app, and mm-hmm. so the cost is much lower. So if you don't have insurance that can help offset the expense of therapy, there are some really good online options now.
Fantastic. So you need to see yourself living in abundance. This is a mindset. So remember, we talked about thoughts, thinking it, saying it, and action. All those things lead you to abundance. So if you find yourself on that kind of hamster wheel of I don't have enough, just remember you need to change your mindset, whether that takes a nap or going eating something or dancing to something. Changing your mindset, focusing on those thoughts, those words, those actions will help you lead you to abundance, because you are worthy of abundance. So, Sass, what's your takeaway from our conversation about abundance?
Pizza.
I'm so sorry.
No, and not eating pizza. That love isn't pizza.
Right.
Because we have to stop trying to make it a thing that you run out of.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. Love is not finite. I think that reminder, that the video with the little girl and the pizza, that's going to stick in my head today.
Yay. I like the reminder that we're all going to have that, we slip into that mindset of scarcity, that it's going to happen to all of us. And sometimes it catches you off guard, like, why am I so like upset because I can't afford a big vacation for us? Or, why am I so there? Like, we have a great life. So it happens to all of us. And when it happens and when you realize it's happening, it's time to kind of step back and go, okay, I need to physically change how I'm thinking and talking and acting right now. I need to completely change what I'm doing. Yeah. Go outside for a walk. Don't take a nap. Go eat some ice cream. Go do what you got to do.
Exactly.
But that path that you're going down, it's just not going to take you there. You got to like step back.
Right. And I think you have to just keep readjusting your mindset too. Mm-hmm. Because I think we have these expectations sometimes when we're younger of what our lives are going to be like. Mm-hmm. And we have to go, you know, at certain points in your life, you got to go, is this still serving me? Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. this whole idea of what I want to be. Mm-hmm. And then also sometimes just the reality of life.
Yeah.
You know, you may not have enough money to go to Europe, but do you have enough money to go camping? Or do you have enough money to have a long weekend somewhere? There are ways of setting your goals
right.
that are within your means.
So, right. Definitely. Yeah. So yeah, it's all possible.
Awesome. So have you followed us on social media yet? We are on TikTok, we are on Instagram, we are on Facebook, and we're on YouTube. Have you pushed the buttons? Have you subscribed? Have you followed? Have you liked? Come on, we want to talk to you. So if you haven't, please punch all those buttons, because it really makes us happy. We want to have a conversation with you. We love talking to each other, mm-hmm. but we want to talk to you as well. So we would love to have those follows and likes. And today we're talking about the abundance mindset. What is happening in your life that makes you feel grateful, that you feel like that you have called to yourself with abundance? We'd love to hear your stories. And thanks for listening, y'all. Thank you for joining us for Free Range Flock. Our goal is to inspire and celebrate who we are, the Generation X kids who grew up and decided to do things their way, with grace, humor, and joy. This has been a production of Sassy Am. If you want to learn more about our podcast, follow our blog, share your positive insights about being a free ranger, or to suggest topics or guests for future episodes, please visit our website at sassyam.com. That's SASSAYAM.com. Keep pushing.